And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. Lots to talk about today. And I know we'll lead off with the opening soons, as we often do. 537-1350, if you have questions or comments, though, please don't wait till the last minute, because it seems like that always tends to happen. Toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. What do we have for this month of September?
Well, Kathy, a lot of things since, actually, I was here a month ago. There have been, we've been talking about some of these businesses, but they've had their grand openings, and so we have a whole list of things that I like to kind of review, because sometimes you kind of get lost in some of the things that have happened. But since I was last in here, we have several new businesses or expansions that have opened. And so Aero Juice, which is at 106 South 4th Street in downtown Manhattan, has opened since the last time I was here, and we had talked about that before. Gordo's Mexican Restaurant is open at 1116 Morrow Street over in the Aggieville area. And Via Christi Outpatient Clinic, which is at 222 North 6th Street, that's again in the downtown where Ray's Apple Market used to be. And we had the ribbon cutting there for their outpatient clinic. And I know you have the folks from Via Christi on a regular basis to talk about that. But that's a great addition to downtown Manhattan and the east side for people to be able to get some medical attention in the center of our community. And so we were excited to be able to do the ribbon cutting for that. At Manhattan Town Center Mall, the former Carlos O'Kelly's location in the mall opened just a week or so ago, Ulta Beauty, and that was something that was anticipated for, especially for women who look for those products. They're very popular and very excited, and they're doing very well in their opening. Also, we have some others that are some over in the Aggieville area. Orange Sky Yoga was relocating. Actually, they were in the downtown, and they're over in on Morrow Street now at 1207. Hilo Pizza at 1119 Morrow Street is open. Johnny Caw's Yard Bar, which was formerly Rusty's Outback location at 1213 Morrow Street. So quite a few things opened up for when the college kids came back. A restaurant downtown where the former Four Olives location used to be, Wine Dive and Kitchen, has opened since the last time that we have been here. And the other big event that we did a ribbon cutting for, the Chamber did, was the new Student Life Center at Manhattan Christian College at 1401 Laramie Street. It's a great addition. I know you've talked to the folks at Manhattan Christian College.
We had a reporter at that.
And what a great event for Manhattan Christian College and also for our community. And so there's a lot of great things that have been happening and opening. So fall has, although fall doesn't officially start till tomorrow, but we always think of the school year at K-State and Manhattan Christian College and our public schools. When that gets started, that kind of start of fall. So we've had a lot of new things open, and so hopefully people are taking advantage of those. Some items that are opening soon. So our opening soon list is just a little bit shorter because we've had about 10 different things that are now open, so we won't be talking about those again. Caldwell Banker Realty on Claflin has been doing some inside tenant alterations. A new venue is over in the West Loop Shopping Center. Smoothie King is going to go where the old UPS store is currently located, and UPS is just moving a couple of doors down from where they have been, and that's again in the West Loop Shopping Center. Cowboy Chicken, which is going to be over in the Seth Child Commons, and that's when they open, it'll be at 1228 Southwind Place. Nine Round is going to be opening at 17th and Fort Riley Boulevard. Those four are going to be opening in the fairly near future, and opening a little bit later. And again, I know you keep updated on Dusty Bookshelf at 700 North Manhattan Avenue, and so they're continuing to work on that project. And again, for folks that may be new to the area, there was a fire there, and so they've been having to work with the city and with architects to try to make that facility come back to life again, and everybody's very committed to do that. on Bluemont Avenue. Within the Bluemont Hotel, there's some retail space that's available, and Clubhouse Realty and Clubhouse Staging Company are going to be locating there at 1212 Bluemont Avenue. So some activity right there by the Bluemont Hotel. Over at the airport, going out on the west side of town, that Manhattan Airport, the city are remodeling some of their airport offices over there with the new terminal and with the new fixed-based operator. The old fixed-based operation location is now going to be where the city airport offices are, so they're doing some remodeling. If we come down downtown, Hayden Orthodontics is going to be moving and is remodeling a new an older building at 514 Humboldt Street, and they hope to be moving in there. This is a relocation for Hayden Orthodontics. They hope to be moving to their new location in December of 2017. Trinium Incorporated is going to be locating in downtown Manhattan in what people recognize as the old VFW building. And then Home Fusion is going to be moving into 316 and 318 Points Avenue. So they're doing some tenant alterations right now. And the boutique is moving around the corner. They're currently on 4th Street, and they're moving over onto Points Avenue, and they will be located at 318 Points Avenue. They're also going to be, that's women's clothing, for people who don't know, at the boutique, and they're actually going to be in a larger area than what they are now, and they're going to be adding some infant clothing as a new product line as they continue to expand. Today, the Riley County Senior Service Center is opening their new kitchen, and a lot of people are excited about that. Meals and Wheels have served out of there, and they just needed to have that done a long, long time ago. And so this afternoon, there's a dedication for that at 301 North 4th. So that's some good information. Over on Fort Riley Boulevard, American Family John Harper Agency is doing a relocation to 701 Fort Riley Boulevard. And then the city is working on a Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center right at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. And the construction on that isn't going to begin until 2018, although we're getting closer to 2018, sitting here knowing that it's going on to the end of September. We've talked about a lot of people were interested when Sirloin Stockade closed, and an investment developer has bought that property. They're going to be tearing down the building because the facility, the restaurant, has closed, and there are two restaurants going into that location. The city has approved their zoning requests and changing of how the lots will be done in there, but Raising Cane's will be brand new to our market area, and that will be going in there. And then Panera Bread will have a second location on the east side of town. And so people are looking forward to having two new restaurant venues on the east side. So those are going to be located at 325 East Points Avenue. If we go back on the west side of town, we're kind of jumping around here a lot, but over in the Colbert Hills, Grand Mere area, we have a couple of big housing developments. Hartford Hill, which is single-family homes, 500 to 600 homes, and Prairie Village. Schultz Construction is doing two residential areas. Again, that's all in the Grand Mere location. And Joint Fit Chiropractic it was moving from Candlewood to 2004 Clock Tower Place. And then First Christian Church has bought land and has got some plans approved. Again, that'll be on Grand Mere Parkway, and BHS Construction is doing that project at which will be a relocation for the First Christian Church from the downtown. Colbert Hills itself has a master plan. We don't have any timelines for this yet, but out where Colbert Hills restaurant is located and where their golf course headquarters and offices and facilities are, there's a master plan to include some event space and a new K-State golf facility. And again, there's no timetable on any construction of that, so but they've unveiled the master plan to expand, and they also plan to include some event space so they can do some larger events out there than what they can do right now. If we go to Highway 24, Fox Home Improvements will be in 2018 moving to a new location at XL Road and Highway 24. Heritage North is on the north side of 24. Heritage South is where there's a lot of businesses already there, but the same developer is doing a project there. Should see some plans and things coming forward, but it's going to be a mixed-use development, so there's going to be some office, maybe some medical and retail on that side, and so the planning is underway. If we come back in to where the old Kmart location was, I mean, I'm just using that as a point of reference. It now is Academy Sports is there, and then Five Below is a discount store, kind of like a Dollar General, and that has been officially announced going into that new redeveloped shopping center at 401 East Points Avenue, and they'll be next to Academy Sports. There are three other tenants, and I know that the developer, I think shortly, is going to be announcing all three of those tenants in there. There's been a lot of rumors as to what that may be, and so I'm not going to spread rumors. I only try to deal as much as possible with facts. So there are going to be three other retailers in there, and they're going to be national chains. I think I can say that much. At least that's what the developer is indicating at this point. We are going to be looking at over at Kansas State University. There's still some final renovations that they're doing inside the K-State Union. It's almost completely done. We've talked about that as they got ready for plans. We've been talking about that for several years. The Little Theater and Forum Hall continues to wrap up on the renovation there, which is also located in the K-State Student Union, so there's some things still going on there. Seton Hall is getting close to being done. We've talked about that for a long time. The expansion and renovation of Seton Hall on the K-State campus. JP's Restaurant is adding a second location. That's also going to be in the Student Union. So, as I said, those are the items that they're finishing off. The Lafine Health Center, some of the Via Christi operations were still in there, but when they just opened last week, we talked about that earlier, when they opened the clinic in the downtown, some of those services for Via Christi are moving down there. So Lafine Health Center is now completely owned and operated, and healthcare facilities for Kansas State University. So they've purchased that building and land at Lafine Health Center. The let's see, a couple of other things relating around K-State. A couple of the fraternities, sororities, Pi Kappa Alpha House and Beta House are going to be doing some new construction. So there'll be some activity at those locations. The K-State Foundation is building their second office building. That's scheduled to be done in August of 2018. They've got about almost a third of that office space leased already. And they hope to have over 50% of it leased, or even more, by the time that it does open in August of 2018, so people can see a lot of the construction that's going on at that site right now.
Should we go ahead and take a break?
Okay.
Good enough time?
If it's good time.
Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us again today. We're examining some of the different retail outlets that are opening soon, or have already opened, of course. And if you do have questions or comments, 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350. You're listening to In Focus.